Yiddishkeit in its observance in the daily life. As our sages said, the essential thing is the deed. This is particularly true in the case of young people and students. With regards to girls, there is also the additional aspect based on the verse of Kol Kfuda Bas Melech Pnima, all the pride of the king's daughter is inward. This means the great need to emphasize all aspects of tznius in dress, conduct, etc. Moreover, it has often been pointed out in our holy sources that if one is in doubt as to what activity should have priority, it is sometimes only necessary to consider which one is under the greatest pressure of the Yetzirah. And it is inasmuch as we have seen recently how busy the Yetzirah has been to undermine tznius in regard to women and girls, this is it. There is also the additional aspect based on the verse of Kol Kfuda Bas Melech Pnima, all the pride of the king's daughter is inward. This means the great need to emphasize all aspects of tznius in dress, conduct, etc. Moreover, it has often been pointed out in our holy sources that if one is in doubt as to what activity should have priority, it is sometimes only necessary to consider which one is under the greatest pressure of the Yetzirah. And it is inasmuch as we have seen recently how busy the Yetzirah has been to undermine tznius in regard to women and girls, this is in itself is an indication that this area requires the most urgent effort. This is in Tov Shin Lamed, Hey Oder Aleph, where the Yetzirah puts its greatest fight, where he's the busiest. The Rebbe goes on, to be sure, it's not easy to fight the latest fashions, whatever they may be. The Rebbe recognizes it. It's not easy, whatever it may be, the latest fashions. However, as mentioned above, God does not require the impossible. And since he has laid down the rule of all the pride of the king's daughter is inward, it is clear that every Jewish daughter, being a daughter of our mothers, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, has the capacity of not being influenced by alien ideas, alien not only to Yiddishkeit, but also to the basic concepts of decency and morality. Strangely enough, some mistakenly consider this to be their freedom, and the Rebbe writes it in italics, whereas actually, it is only slavishness. May God grant that you should have good news to report in all the above, and that you should be successful in your practical efforts in this area, both within the immediate sphere of your influence as well as beyond. I think the letter speaks very much for itself, but the Rebbe says, where you see that he's undermining the most, that's where you have to have your priorities. It's not easy. It's not easy to fight, but it's not impossible, because we were given a mission. And we are who we are. This is another thing. We have an identity. We're not detached. We have roots. We have where we're coming from. We have genes. We are who we are, and I'll take it further. We exceed him. We have our Rebbe, we have the Alter Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe Marash, the Rebbe Rashab, the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe Zolgesundzai, with all the Rebbetzins. That's who we are. That's our identity. We have to be proud of it, and we have to go out and with that identity and stand up against, as the Rebbe writes, alien ideas that are not only alien to Yiddishkeit, but to the basic concepts of decency and morality. We don't care what the world says. We have what's right, and we have the treasure chest. And we're going to live that way, and not the way they want us to live. We have to keep learning. We have to learn the halachas. We have to learn all the different halachas when it comes to these things. Hilchas Tznius, Baruch Hashem, there's books that are coming out, more and more. We have to learn, and we have to try to implement. Shiuri Torah. At the same time, if we want to guard the sanctity of our homes, we have to be connected to our homes. I tell husbands, come home at night,